Welcome to the Airport Gardens Baptist Church Sunday morning services. This is Sunday morning, October the 13th, 1985. May the Lord bless as we worship together in singing and in the preaching of the Word. May your heart be uplifted as you participate in this service with us by means of this tape. We love you. Most of y'all here may not know that Brother Fred's brother went into eternity yesterday at 2 o'clock, and Fred is on his way to Florida right now. I'm going to West Kentucky and from there to Nashville, Tennessee to catch a plane to Jacksonville, Florida. So let's be holding up Brother Fred and his family in prayer especially today. This time, Brother Tom going to come to lead us in Lear Choir in a song that says, I Remember Calvary. Illustration one time about a lady who was asked, does the devil ever tempt you to doubt God? And she said, yes. But every time that he tempts me to doubt God, I take him to Calvary. And I say, he loves me. And the devil leaves every time. With every beat of those hammers on the precious hands and feet of Jesus, it says, I love you. I care about you. Wonderful song, I Remember Calvary. We do want to praise the Lord today for how the Lord has blessed Brother Lyndon's wife, Diane. She is out of the hospital after having ear surgery. And thank the Lord for answered prayer on her behalf. We also want to lift up, as I said a while ago, we want to lift up Fred and his whole family as they go through this difficult time. Fred told me last night, he said, "That's my last brother." And we're getting a lot of people on the other side. And they should be like magnets, drawing us up to be with them. If you're here not saved yet, my prayer for you is that you'll trust the Lord today as your own personal Savior and Lord. I know God's able to bless each of these other requests listed here in the bulletin. We all also pray for our service tonight. We're having a film. A lady from Underground Evangelism is going to be with us tonight to show a film entitled Beyond the Cross. It's the difficult times that people in Russia have for the Lord. Brother Pearl Burns is going to come to read our scripture for us, taken today from John chapter 6, verses 32 through 37. John chapter 6, verses 32 to 37.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord and to fellowship with each of you. And we just trust when you go away that you can say it was good that I was in the house of the Lord today. And we just trust that each of you will remember our sick folks in prayer this week, and certainly remember Brother Fred and his family, and there are others. And we don't want to forget to thank the Lord, as Brother James has done told us, for his many blessings. We're happy to have Debbie back with us this morning. We certainly pray the Lord's blessing upon them as they raise their family, and along with others, everyone. We don't want to pick out one, because the Lord has no respect of person. He's the same God to all of, to me and you alike. And he don't, there's no big I's and little U's with the Lord. So if we'll trust him, he'll take care of us. So let us turn our Bibles, if you will, to St. John chapter 6. Verse 32-37. Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses, have you not that bread from heaven? But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world." Then said they unto him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. What a promise. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank Thee this morning for these people who have took time out to come out to worship the Lord this morning. We pray for a special blessing upon them. We thank Thee, Lord, for all those that who Thou hast visited and Thou hast brought back out of the hospital. We thank You this morning, our Father, because we know that a doctor cannot save life. But we pray this morning, our Father, that Thou will let the Holy Spirit lead and direct us in our ever undertaking. We pray for Brother James this morning as he brings the message. Just give him the words that he needs for this people. And Father, if there be some here that's lost, we just pray that this might be the time of decision in their life, that they may step out for the Lord and that they may accept Him into their life. And Lord, we pray now that Thou would go with us through the remainder of this service and lead it and direct us. And all these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymnal, let's turn in our hymn book to page 307, and let's stand and sing first nice verses, More About Jesus. 307.
For the offering.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for the many blessings and the many gifts that You've given us, especially, Lord, for saving us and for Jesus Christ to die upon the cross for the sins of the world. We ask, Lord, that this offering be used to lift up and glorify His name, which in His name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
much for that wonderful song. Just before the baptismal service, we're going to give some words from the Word today, from John chapter 6 that Brother Pearl read for us a while ago. Today is World Hunger Day on our calendar. And, you know, many thousands and even millions of people go to bed hungry every night for bread, for food. In fact, many do not wake up the next morning. They starve to death. You know, the Bible tells us that someday there is going to be a famine, not for bread, but for the hearing of the Word of God. Today in 1985, we have the wonderful Word of God. But someday we might not have it. Unless we had our Bible, we may have to give them up someday. How much does God's Word mean in your life? Would you miss your Bible for one day? How about a week? Today and tonight in the film that we're going to have entitled Beyond the Cross, it's about a man who gave his life. I've read the book that tells about his life. He had to stand out in, I believe it's 20 or 30 below zero in the wintertime in Russia with a summer uniform on. Not a long overcoat, but a summer uniform. And there he stood for his Lord. They tried to freeze Jesus out of his life, but they couldn't. And I want to challenge you to be here tonight for our film at 7 o'clock, Beyond the Cross. In this book, the Bible, we have a lot of verses about Jesus, who is our bread. He's the bread of life. Jesus, the bread of life. Psalm 107, verse 9 says these wonderful words, "For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." My friend, we need to feed our soul as well as our body. Our soul needs spiritual food. And our body needs physical food. Because our body cannot use what we don't eat. Neither can our soul use what we don't feed it. From God's Word. I thank God for the wonderful group that we have here this morning to fellowship together. Many people today are starving to death for bread. For their bodies. But my friend, also there are many people who are, as it were, starving to death spiritually because they will not come to the Lord, the bread of life, and partake of Him. Let the Lord have His way in your life every day. As our missionary, Brother Bowers, he's a missionary in Trinidad. He was with us a few years ago, and that was his theme song during the three or four services that he had with us. Brother Ralph Bauer, let the Lord have His way in your life today. If the Lord is speaking to your heart and He is wanting to be invited into your life, don't give Him the stiff arm. Invite Him in. You'll never be sorry for letting the Lord come into your life. Jesus said in the Beatitudes, he said, "Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Two of our key verses today are going to be in John 6:35 and Luke 11:3. Here in the 6th chapter of John, verse 35, it says, Jesus says this, "I am the bread of life." He didn't say, "I am going to be the bread of life." After I give my life on the cross, he had not died yet for our sins. But here in John 6, Jesus says, "I am," present tense, "I am the bread of life." And because I am the bread of life, he says, "He that cometh to me shall never hunger." And I want to emphasize that word never. It's in this verse twice. "He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Shall never thirst. Jesus gave his life for us. There were 2 12-year-old boys had taken a boat ride across Lake Superior with some other adults. And they went ashore to make camp. And one of those 12-year-olds saw something out in the water and got in the boat. And the wind pulled him on out into Lake Superior. Another 12-year-old got in a boat to go rescue him. And both of those boys went down in Lake Superior. One gave his life for the other one. And there's a plaque close by where this happened that says, "Rick, who loved enough to give his life for another. Rosie, who was loved enough to have another pay that price." He loved us enough to give his life. He gave his life in payment for our sins. The songwriter says, "How I wish that all who know him, how I wish that all could see what a price he paid to save us when he went to Calvary." What a price Jesus paid. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Luke 11:3. Is another key verse that says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Have you ever thanked God for bread? For food? There's 2 parts to our message. We're going to try to hurry along and get into our baptismal service in just a little bit. First of all, we have to come to Jesus, the bread of life, in order for our spiritual hunger to be satisfied. Notice this verse in John 6:35. It says, "He that cometh to me shall never hunger." Shall never hunger. 1 John 5:12 says it like this: "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." That's a wonderful verse in the wonderful book of 1 John. Do you have the Son? Have you come to Jesus, who is the bread of life, and have you partaken of Him? Again, that wonderful verse in Psalm 107:9. It says, "For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." But if you'd never come to Jesus and called on Him for salvation, salvation's a gift. It has to be received. The Lord Jesus Christ The Bible says this about him in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So if you had never come to Jesus, you're just existing, my friend. You're one heartbeat from hell without Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28-30, he said, come unto me. Notice in John 6:35 it says, he that cometh to me, Jesus speaking, shall never hunger. And in Matthew 11, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest. Can you lie down at night and rest? The Bible says it like this, he giveth his beloved sleep. Come unto me, Jesus said, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest on your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You know, John chapter 6 is probably the longest chapter in the New Testament. It's got 71 verses in it. There's one other chapter, I believe it's in Luke, that has 71 verses. This chapter starts out with the feeding of the 5,000 on 5 loaves and 2 fish. It tells about Jesus going up in the mountain to pray. They wanted to make him a king. What a king he would have made. What an earthly king Jesus would have made. He could have satisfied everyone. No one would have been hungry. I'm glad today that Jesus says, come unto me, I'll give you rest. He satisfies a hungry soul. After Jesus fed the 5,000, he went on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and they followed right after him. You know what Jesus said? He said, ye seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. They were following Jesus for the wrong purpose. And my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ today wants to be more than a far escape from hell. He wants to be a daily companion, one who is with us at all times. In the bulletin, I have a verse I would like for Brother John to take with him throughout his life. Isaiah 41:10. On the bottom of the second page it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thou not. If we know the Lord, the song the choir sang a while ago says that the Lord will be with us in the day and in the night. The night never gets too dark. The day never gets too long, except what the Lord is right there with us. But you know, there's a sad verse in the Bible. It says in John 5:40, ye will not come to me that you might have life. You won't come to me that you might have life. My friend, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Jesus took our place that we might have his peace. He took our sin that we might have his salvation. First of all, we have to come to him for our spiritual hunger to be satisfied. And second, in this last part of verse 35 of John 6, you and I must believe on him in order to never thirst. You know, one of the seven sayings of Jesus on the cross was two words. I thirst. Had you ever thought of what that means? There on the cross, one of the gospel writers that records this, it says, and Jesus, knowing that the scripture must be fulfilled, the Old Testament scripture about this, Jesus said, I thirst. I thirst. Jesus was God as well as man, and man as well as God. It may have been a whole night and all that day, Jesus had not had anything to drink. He said, I thirst. You know, Jesus died thirsty so that we may never thirst. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. In John 6:28, they said this to Jesus, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus said, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. And then Jesus said in John 7, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly or innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. And the gospel writer who records this, John, he says in the very next verse, this he said, the scripture might be fulfilled. Jesus was talking here, it says, about the Holy Spirit, who had not been given because Jesus had not been glorified. Jesus had not given his life and had gone back to heaven yet. Are you thirsty? Jesus told the woman at the well, if you drink of this water, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I shall give you, you'll never thirst. The water that I will give you will be in you a well of water springing up in everlasting life. You know what today? The wells of the world will never satisfy. It's impossible. Only Jesus satisfies. Today I am one beggar telling another beggar where to buy bread, where to get bread. It's eternal life or eternal death. It's heaven or it's hell. It's believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, or deny him and be lost. There's no middle ground. Jesus says, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Rest. Our invitation to him today is just as I am. If you're in our invitation this morning, why not just slip out of your seat and make your way down the aisle, openly confessing the Lord before men. We'll be having our invitation to him, and then after this we'll go into our baptismal service. You know what I believe today? That Jesus loves each one of us better than we love ourselves. He loves us. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us. I read a story one time, and I'll close with this before invitation. I read a story in the Reader's Digest a few days ago about a lady who had lost a daughter. similar to what happened in Perry County just a week or so ago, a week or two ago. And in that daughter's belongings was a book that she had been reading, or a diary that she had been keeping. And it said this: the tragedy of life doesn't lie in not reaching your goal. The tragedy lies in having no goal to reach. Why are we here in this world? We need to have a goal in life. As we stand to sing this invitation hymn, why not trust the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're here as a Christian, you may need to, the Lord may be dealing with you today to make some type of decision. As we stand to sing our invitation hymn, 217, Just As I Am. One day I spoke in the Perry County Jail one Sunday afternoon, and the prisoners weren't paying too much attention. And so I got my righteous indignation up, I guess, and I said to them, I was locked up in there with them as I was trying to give them God's Word. I said, if you are going to go to hell, every time that you can laugh, you'd better laugh, because there's not going to be any laughing in hell. I said, every time you can drink a nice tall glass of water, you better drink it, because there's not going to be any water in hell. The Bible says, for their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. I believe hell is going to last as long as heaven, forever, for eternity. And life is too short to miss heaven. It's too short. Eternity is going to be a long time. My prayer for you as we sing this last stanza is that you'll trust the Lord as our children come up downstairs also. Let's sing the last stanza, please. Be seated.